This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel presses on with Gaza bombardments, including in areas where it's told civilians to flee.
Israeli warplanes struck parts of the Gaza Strip overnight in relentless bombardments. They also bombed some of the last remaining slivers of land that Palestinians had been told to evacuate to in the territory's south. Meanwhile, more aid trucks entered the Rafah crossing as dozens of desperate Palestinians ran alongside in anticipation. Some clambered onto the vehicles and managed to grab boxes as the sound of an explosion could be heard nearby. The latest strikes came a day after the United States vetoed a United Nations resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. The vote in the 15-member council for a ceasefire was 13-1, with the United Kingdom abstaining. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, under pressure, after testimony, the president of the University of Pennsylvania has resigned.
University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill has resigned amid pressure from donors and criticism over testimony at a congressional hearing where she was unable to say under repeated questioning that calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate the school's conduct policy. The resignation from McGill in her second year as president of the Ivy League school was announced in a statement on the UPenn website by the Board of Trustees. McGill had been under fire from some donors and alumni this fall over the university's handling of various perceived acts of anti-Semitism. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The Philippine Coast Guard says the Chinese Coast Guard assaulted three Philippine vessels with water cannon blasts and rammed one of them, causing serious engine damage. Spokesman says the incident happened Sunday off a disputed shoal in the South China Sea, just a day after a similar incident happened at another shoal. Spokesman says in the latest